FM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There's another billion-dollar lottery jackpot up for grabs.
The Powerball jackpot keeps growing. It's just shy of $1.1 billion, and it could be even bigger by tonight's drawing. The cash value, more than $527 million before taxes. Your odds of winning anything, 1 in 24.9. Not too bad for a $2 ticket. But your chances of winning the big prize, 1 in 292.2 million.
ABC's Daria Albinger. At least 9 dead, according to Taiwan's National Fire Agency, after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. More than 800 people injured. Would-be rescuers have been searching for people trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. In a plea deal, Andre Desmond pleads guilty to attempted sexual assault. Last June, he attacked a Muslim Connecticut state representative outside a prayer service in Hartford. He'll get 5 years in prison. This is ABC News. Going nowhere, the House Republican bid to rename Washington Dulles International Airport after the last president.
The measure would retitle an airport that for more than 60 years has been named after John Foster Dulles. Dulles served for 6 years as Dwight Eisenhower's Secretary of State until he succumbed to colon cancer in 1959. The effort to rename Dulles Airport for Donald J. Trump has only a handful of GOP co-sponsors. But even if it passes the House, the bill has no prospect of landing on President Biden's desk while Democrats control the Senate.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Call Me Guy. Trademark line of SCTV character Guy Caballero, played by comedian Joe Flaherty. His daughter says Flaherty died Monday following a brief illness. Another character was Count Floyd, a vampire TV host. He was a founding member of SCTV alongside John Candy, Catherine O'Hara, Dave Thomas, and others. Joe Flaherty was 82. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, only on Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Check out homefieldapparel.com.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, it looks like I'm along with many of my rainfall reporters. We picked up quite a bit of moisture before the snow rolled in. Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Obviously, the weather outside, not so fabulous. You rainfall reporters are welcome to chime in this morning. Your toll-free number for our talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Thank you to the folks that are north of Burnett. They picked up 1.21 inches of rain before the snow started. I'm kind of in the same boat. Picked up an inch of rain in my backyard on the west side of Madison before the snow showed up. Now, what about this weather? We are definitely under some more winter storm advisories this morning. It's going to play out for most of today. 36 are expected high on Wednesday, with the snow and winds kind of continuing. Tomorrow, morning snow showers, 39 are expected high. Friday, partly cloudy and 41. Saturday, sunshine and 48. Sunday, we get back into a precipitation pattern. This isn't exactly unheard of in the state of Wisconsin at this time in April. I'm going to share some news with you from the National Weather Service on what has happened on this date over the past couple of years. You'll have to see if you recognize some of the events. Speaking of events, on the close of business Friday, the Agriculture Road Improvement Program is going to close its application period for now. How has interest been from farmers in trying to work with their local officials to file the paperwork necessary to try to get funding for that first mile in front of their farm? Joel Nielsestuen, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Department of Transportation, will bring us an update.
The Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association is hosting its 67th annual Performance Selected Bull Sale. This is the longest running test in the nation. Be there Saturday, April 6th, starting at 11 a.m. in person at UW-Platteville. Buy a tested bull from the sale ring or your living room at dvauction.com. View the sale catalog, performance and pedigree information, and video of the bulls at wisconsinbeef.com.
The latest crop progress report from USDA says a handful of Wisconsin farmers are beginning to put corn and oats in the ground in some areas. If you've got cover crops, there are some things to keep in mind this year before you plant. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Daniel Smith is an outreach program manager with the Division of Extension specializing in cover crops. He gives us some advice on when you should terminate your covers and what to check for in the field that might save you money. First, he says he was surprised this spring of what he found in fields after an unusually warm winter.
Out in the field today, we saw a lot of cover crops do really well over winter because things didn't winter kill as expected. When we got really cold, especially in southern Wisconsin, we had considerable snowfall cover. So anywhere from a foot to maybe even 2 feet of snow on the ground, protecting those cover crops that were planted, say, after corn silage or even corn and soybeans that were allowed to germinate because we had really good conditions last fall, too. So it's a really interesting growing season. Once again, because we're a little bit dry, we had some snow cover to protect those cover crops. As we've traveled farther into central and northern Wisconsin, they didn't have as much snow cover, but we're still seeing a very mild winter conditions and seeing reports from across the state that things like turnips, crimson clover, even a little bit of barley made it through winter without being winter killed. And those are all species that we would expect to be winter killed in most portions of the state.
So is that a good or a bad thing that these crops lasted?
Yeah, it's a really interesting opportunity. Unfortunately, if our goal of the cover crop was for it to winter kill and then to plant into that dead residue this spring, it makes things a little bit more challenging because we maybe didn't budget for that herbicide pass or tillage pass to terminate that cover crop. We always want to try and avoid those unnecessary costs in agriculture, of course. As far as producers that want that green cover in the spring, it's an excellent opportunity because those cover crop residues that made it through are still actively growing, still holding on to nutrients, and producing a lot of biomass to suppress weeds this spring. We see many of our cover crop species begin to grow at much cooler temperatures than corn and soybeans would. So that's really good because we've had a mild winter moving into spring. It's starting to warm up pretty early. We're seeing some really warm temperatures, and that's accelerating that growth even further.
So, Daniel, you said cover crops can be useful for suppressing weeds, but what about insects? Is this something that we should be scouting for earlier now since we're having green earlier?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about insects this winter overall in the agronomy field, and I would be scouting for those insects, those early season insects that target those really early crops like the early season corn insects. I'd start scouting for those immediately once you plant and see if they're out there. Now, if you have a little bit of time this spring, which we never do, start scouting a week before you plant. See if there's anything going on out there in the fields, maybe doing some trapping. There's resources from Extension and DATCAP both on how to trap for some insects to kind of get a good feel for what's out in the field. Could be a really interesting year for insects all over agriculture because of that mild winter. Not an entomologist by training, so I won't touch on that today, but certainly scouting, having a plan, having a holistic plan to manage pests is going to be really important this season, and especially in those cover crop fields where we had that green cover.
Parts of Wisconsin still face drought conditions, so is that another thing to consider as you plant? Are those cover crops going to be competing with your crop for that moisture?
Yes and no. Cover crops are using moisture, and that's certainly true. Any plant that's growing out there in the environment is going to be using moisture, and if it's in a crop field, it's going to be using moisture that maybe our main crop could be using. But I'm not overly worried about that, and that's because I took a lot of time last summer. It was a very stressful time. Last May through June, we didn't get any rain in southern Wisconsin. From May 6th until 4th of July, we didn't get any rain. So I went out into those fields that had cover crops versus tilled fields versus no-till fields with a spade, and I dug some holes. Dug some roots up and checked things out. And what I found was the fields that had been tilled had very limited soil moisture in the top 6 inches. And again, last year was extremely dry, different conditions, and hopefully we'll see this year. In the no-till fields, there was a little bit of soil moisture there, but still not enough to say pack the soil together. But underneath those fields that had that winter rye cover crop, I was shocked. The top 2 inches of the corn root zone had plenty of moisture for corn growth and development. That was very surprising to me. The cover crop had been terminated prior to corn planting, but that residue and those roots were helping hold soil moisture in place. In addition, there's a little bit more organic matter there beginning to decompose, a little bit more biology. That was really interesting to me, I think really hopeful, because at that time of the year, mid-June, things looked really difficult.
So what I'm hearing from you then is that the termination window is really what's going to be critical.
Absolutely. So I would think about having a plan to terminate your cover crops differently for corn and soybeans. So if we're going to plant corn into cover crops and it remains dry in your portion of the state, I would terminate 2 weeks to 10 days prior to planting. That's a fairly established recommendation for corn. Now, I prefer to plant green. And in the research studies that I've been working on, we've planted corn into green rye residue and then sprayed that rye residue off either at planting or very quickly after and seen no negative effects. However, last year, with the severe dry weather, we had a lot of issues getting the corn crop out of the ground and not competing against that rye, and we did see some reduced yields because of that. For soybeans, really doesn't matter. Last year, our yields were very consistent in our research studies. I do not have huge concerns if we go out and we plant into that rye residue and we wait a little while. Soybeans, I always say, really don't care. They haven't shown that they're really too crazy competitive with that rye right away at seeding time. Now, later on in the season, of course, yield is very important with soybean management, but for today's topic of cover crop management, I wouldn't be overly concerned. Corn first. If you're thinking about planting alfalfa into winter rye, that's going to be happening in the next couple weeks. We don't have enough data to make a sound recommendation, but we've been relying on a lot of farmers and 2 years of data that we have so far for that rye termination timing, and we've seen very little effect of that as well. What I would say, though, is just stick with your plan and possibly watch your soil conditions. So go out and dig in the field and see what soil moisture conditions are throughout the spring.
Sounds like overall, Daniel, you're pretty optimistic about the cover crop's role this spring ahead of planting season.
I am really optimistic again this year. I was probably too optimistic last year, but again, I had to be patient. And I had to wait until we harvested those plots and took those yield measurements and things paid off. That's something really difficult to do, and we don't get rain early season. I understand that. And it was very challenging last year. I hope that we don't see those same conditions this year. I remain optimistic that we're going to continue to get some timely rains. We get some timely rains and in those cover crop fields, that residue is going to hold on to that moisture. So we want to make sure that that's in place for that to happen.
Daniel Smith joining us in studio with some advice for farmers utilizing cover crops. Daniel is an outreach program manager with the Division of Extension. As he outlined, covers that did not die off this winter can help mitigate weeds that may also be getting a head start this year. Just make sure that you're scouting for insects that may find a home in that green growth. And finally, test your soil to see what leftover inputs are still around after a dry year. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, is Donald Trump the second coming of Jesus Christ? I think not.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Next line, that's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Stu Muck is on the way. Also on the way this morning, a conversation with Department of Ag officials on highly pathogenic avian influenza and its influence on our dairy industry. Dr. Darlene Conkle is our Wisconsin state veterinarian. And the first thing she wants to do is remind everybody that our supply chain, our food chain is safe.
The normal best practices on dairies is if there is an animal off feed or an animal that's sick, that cow is pulled off the milking string and treated. So that milk doesn't usually enter the same line as the rest of the cattle. And also pasteurization will kill most viruses and bacteria. So that's an added help for food safety. So at this point, we don't have any concerns for consumers on the safety of milk or meat.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin state veterinarian, but she does say that livestock owners need to be amping up their biosecurity.
Changing footwear, wearing clean clothing or clean coveralls, washing hands, making sure feed areas and waterers are kept clean and sanitized. All those types of things help promote good biosecurity and reduction of disease on farms. So we would just like to remind dairy producers and cattle producers in general to be very observant of their animals and let us know if they're seeing anything unusual and work with their herd veterinarians.
That especially if you've had livestock recently introduced to your farm from another operation, especially one out of state. Dr. Darlene Conkle, our state veterinarian, they've got a press call out this morning to give us more details on the latest that they found. It's time to find out what we've got going weather-wise. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us this morning on our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Thank you to our friends in Northwest Waukesha. 1.85 inches of rain yesterday and a half an inch of snow right now. It's just a mess out there.
Yeah, it sure is. There's all kinds of precipitation. I was in Milwaukee yesterday afternoon, and did it rain? I looked up, they officially had an inch and 39 hundredths of rain. The Madison area setting a rainfall, daily rainfall record late yesterday, an inch and a tenth. I've got it adding up to about an inch and 45 hundredths, 58 hundredths of an inch at La Crosse. It was 85 hundredths of an inch at Fond du Lac. But then there's snow to talk about. And, I mean, that gets to be quite a deal. Mayville showing 7 inches officially. Little Iola in Waupaca County, 4.1 inches. I'd call it about 6 here in Fond du Lac. My friend David in Plymouth says not quite the same there. Just to the east of Highway 57, maybe an inch or so, but you get a little west, it's 3 or 4, and that's how it's working out. Low pressure is making its way toward lower Michigan, up over Lake Michigan today, and that's why there is still precipitation that extends all the way from eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, right up into southern and especially northeast Wisconsin. I would say some more moderate snow in northern parts of the Fox Valley up toward Green Bay this morning. So we're still going to talk about snow and additional snow of another inch or two pretty easily today. All kind of watches, warnings, and advisories. Winter weather advisories till 1 in many locations. There's a wind advisory till 10 p.m. in the La Crosse area, western Wisconsin. A winter storm warning from Mauston heading northeast through central Wisconsin till 10 a.m. today. So a real mix of precipitation, but still wet snow, and with it some very strong winds. Winds gusting up near 40 and then even 35 later tonight or into the day tomorrow. A lot of blowing and drifting of the new snow we've seen, and it's slippery, heavy, wet stuff. No doubt about that. And it will be ending slowly through the day Thursday. By Friday and Saturday, sunshine returns. Those temperatures are able to moderate back into the upper 40s and 50s. Snow's going to be melting in a big hurry here for the end of the week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compure Financial. Visit Compure.com to get started today. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Rural Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Alrighty, Stu, let's talk some more about what we've got coming up. How long is this going to persist today?
Well, that low not moving very fast, Pam, so expect that through the day that occasional snow or a little rain-snow mix lingers right into the day Thursday. Another inch or two for most places, that's about all we'd expect. And then it's going to start to melt as well as new activity is coming down. Keep your eyes on your local advisories, watches, warnings. Our Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast is for a cloudy, windy day. Snow around, maybe some rain mixing in the west. Temps in the upper 30s or around 40. North winds gusting near 40 miles per hour. Clouds, snow tonight, and temps dropping back closer to freezing. The north winds gusting to 25. Thursday, cloudy, breezy, snow or rain and snow as temperatures try to warm. A lot of us see 40, low 40s in western Wisconsin. The north winds gust to 25. And Friday, Pam, mostly sunny, low 40s, mid 40s in the west, and I'd expect upper 40s and 50s by Saturday.
Yeah, that's the way it goes at this time of the year. That's going to mean for a lot of water around Wisconsin, though.
And let's hope it all soaks in.
Yeah, good point. All right, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, see you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with our weather details. And don't forget your rainfall reports, snow reports, whatever you got. Always welcome them through the morning hour. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. And to Greg's point up by West Bend, a lot of this ground now with the most recent rains getting a little bit saturated. So we'll have to keep an eye on the potential for flooding in certain areas. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There's another billion-dollar lottery jackpot up for grabs.
The Powerball jackpot keeps growing. It's just shy of $1.1 billion, and it could be even bigger by tonight's drawing. The cash value, more than $527 million before taxes. Your odds of winning anything, 1 in 24.9. Not too bad for a $2 ticket. But your chances of winning the big prize, 1 in 292.2 million.
ABC's Daria Albinger. At least 9 dead, according to Taiwan's National Fire Agency, after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. More than 800 people injured. Would-be rescuers have been searching for people trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. In a plea deal, Andre Desmond pleads guilty to attempted sexual assault. Last June, he attacked a Muslim Connecticut state representative outside a prayer service in Hartford. He'll get 5 years in prison. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving two new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Fiserv Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C. 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
Actually been sitting back and watching everything, our travel crew, everything, and I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Tarang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewers second baseman Bryce Tarang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, it's John Mino. On Wednesday's show, Carrie Kramer from DeYoung Family Zoo joins us with a furry friend. Mino and the Mayor, morning 6 to 9 on WISS and WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful Civic Dialogue.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report, live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Rachel Zly, and he grounds one down to third baseline. That'll quiet the crowd.
To the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, we're going to struggle with Mother Nature right on through the morning and into the day today. 36 are expected high. Snow and winds, a part of your third day of April. Tomorrow morning, snow showers 39. Friday, partly cloudy 41. Sunshine back in the forecast by Saturday 48. But it's back into more moisture and rainfall come Sunday and 47 degrees. Temperatures will be warmer next week, but the wet pattern sticks around. I'm PM Yonke. Thanks so much for joining us. Joel Nilsestuen, who is the Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Department of Transportation, is going to join us this morning as well. Friday afternoon is the deadline for applications for the first round of the Agriculture Road Improvement Program, ARIP. They've got $50 million available, targeting rural roads, the first mile outside your farm driveway. And so far, there's a lot of interest. Joel's going to share the story coming up. So today is the third day of April. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day, back in 1973, the first public mobile telephone call was made. They did it on a Manhattan sidewalk. Motorola's Martin Cooper called Joel Engel of Bell Labs. He told the BBC his first words were, "Joel, I'm calling you from a real cellular telephone, a portable handheld telephone." And boy, did our life change after that. The first public mobile telephone available on this day back in 1973. On this day in 1996, Unabomber Ted Kaczynski was finally arrested. Happy birthday to Alec Baldwin, 66 years young. Actor-comedian Eddie Murphy is 63. Actress Jenny Garth, she turns 52 years young today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. Of course, you can jump online, see their latest catalog. You can also make sure that you're watching upcoming sales. You can put in all kinds of searches and follow equipment. Randy Katz, along with us from the Steffes Group, caught up with him at the Oshkosh Farm Show. What did you think of the farm show this year?
You know, really good attendance, especially the second day here. It's been absolutely awesome. I was just in the parking lot, cars as far as you can see, and nice to see the following of the farm show here. Absolutely awesome.
Excellent. Well, we're glad you had a good time and glad we had a good crowd. Let's talk a little bit about business, my friend. You guys, I'm surprised you had any time to be at the booth, because you are lined up solid with auctions.
It is auction season. 26 sales this week. Just finished up a Wisconsin area consignment sale. Had a lot of nice iron on there, good prices. We have Lavin Sigs auction in Dodgeville coming up on April 10th here in Wisconsin. Nice line of Peterbilt semis, hopper bottoms, flatbed trailers, some sprayer equipment, just a nice solid lineup of equipment from Lavin. And then at the end of the month, April 26th, we've got a live auction coming to Wisconsin. Down in Darlington, Wisconsin, Josh and Gretchen Camps, they've got a beef operation. We're going to be selling registered Black Angus pairs. Super solid herd of cattle. Very, very docile, very gentle, young herd, good udders, good feet and legs, fancy calves, all AI, the whole nine yards. And as soon as that sale is done with the cattle, we're going to move right on to equipment and do a live sale with the equipment there as well.
Wow, so this is perfect timing for anybody that's looking at maybe they're beginning their beef herd. You got outstanding, like you said, emphasis on docile or easy to handle. That's a good good for a young family that might have kids that want to get into the show ring.
Absolutely. As quiet of a herd as I've been around in my many years, and genetically a very superior herd as well. So not just buying off the bottom, buying off the top, and very, very easy to handle cattle.
Well, and anybody that knows the name Camps, you know that it means quality all the way around. So Josh and Gretchen Camps, the livestock going again, as we said, on April 26th. And then the farm equipment, what are they going to offer on the 26th that afternoon?
Nice line of cattle equipment. So we've got manure spreaders, we've got TMRs, John Deere tractors, bale processors, lots of gates, lots of livestock handling supplies, creep feeders, a really nice aluminum cattle trailer, trucks, pretty much anything anybody needs to get started in the beef business.
Have you seen a lot of action in the cattle market these days, Randy? People, you know, they're so high value to imagine that somebody's going to be giving up top-end genetics and docile animals. I mean, boy, they are a premium product these days.
Yeah, that beef industry has absolutely gone wild. Of course, commodity prices are what they are, but the reality is cull cow market is super high. The beef market, bred cows are super high. Pairs have been super high. It's kind of a rare opportunity because usually what we're, you know, struggle the most with is finding something to sell when prices are super high.
Oh,
and we're going to have it for you on April 26th.
All right, good deal. Mark it down. April 26th for that sale down in Darlington and April 10th for that sale in Dodgeville. You can find it all online, steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com. Randy Kath along with us to keep you up to speed on all the springtime auction activity. And like we said, don't forget, they've got the entire catalog that you can download online. They also have their price app that will help you follow pieces you're interested in. Just go to steffesgroup.com. Randy Kath along with us. It's that time of the year again. Time to enjoy an Easter ham. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for my friends at Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online, BavariaSausage.com. I tell you what, if you haven't been in the store lately, step on in. It's got a whole new look, and that goes for what you're seeing in the showcase as well. Yes, the Easter hams are ready to go. You can place your order anytime, but also keep an eye on the display cases. New products being developed as we speak that combine the old world authentic flavor you've come to love along with some new product twist-ups that are being developed in the Bavaria Sausage Kitchen. It's exciting to watch and exciting to enjoy. Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or again, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Experience a surprise. BavariaSausage.com. Tell them the Farm Babe sent you.
The Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association is hosting its 67th annual Performance Selected Bull Sale. This is the longest running test in the nation. Be there Saturday, April 6th, starting at 11 a.m. in person at UW-Platteville. Buy a tested bull from the sale ring or your living room at dvauction.com. View the sale catalog, performance and pedigree information, and video of the bulls at wisconsinbeef.com.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and three quarters to 145 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was up three quarters of a cent at 144 and a half. Double A butter gained 7 cents on Tuesday to 292 a pound. Now, this morning in overnight electronic trade, our Class 3 milk for May, which is the milk that goes to cheese, up 9 at 1578. The June milk is up 8. 1646 a hundredweight. Grain trades holding firm. December corn right now up 2 cents, 470 a bushel. November soybeans are up 2.5 at 1180. July wheat's down a penny at 560 and three quarters to get started on a Wednesday. Well, you're trying to get started on a Wednesday, and that is going to involve different precipitation all across the state of Wisconsin. Some folks have a sloppy mess. Other folks are getting some real accumulating snow. Andrew Beckett is with the Wisconsin Emergency Management Team. He had a chance to visit with our Stephanie Hoff and remind people that even in the month of April, Wisconsin weather can change pretty quickly. You need to be prepared and you need to slow down.
There's another little saying that's catchy with that, and it's, you know, ice and snow, take it slow. If the pavement's not bare, you really need to reduce the speed. You know, if you usually go 40 and a 35, consider going 30 and a 35 instead. You need to adjust your speed for current conditions. In addition to that, you need to make sure you're leaving yourself plenty of room between you and other vehicles. Make sure that you have the room that you need to stop safely. Don't take the emergency kit out of your vehicle at this point. Keep things like that extra blanket, some jumper cables, some non-perishable snacks, making sure you have a cell phone charger, extra hat and gloves so that if you were to get stuck, you've at least got some supplies on you.
That's Andrew Beckett talking with our own Stephanie Hoff. He is with Wisconsin's Emergency Management. And he makes a good point about how April weather in Wisconsin can be challenging. I took a look at records from the National Weather Service and found out that back in 1964, Lancaster, Wisconsin, today was their wettest day in the month of April. In 1980, Rochester, Minnesota, picked up almost 7 inches of snow. Some areas of Wisconsin might see more than that today. We'll wait and see. 1995, on this date, we felt the effects of a microburst across Wisconsin. 58 to 69 mile per hour winds that went from central to southwest Wisconsin. 2:30 in the afternoon, it really took down trees and limbs, power outages, all kinds of disaster because of those high winds on this day back in 1995. So having this kind of crazy weather on April 3rd in Wisconsin, not unheard of. If you're driving on rural roads in Wisconsin, snow or not, they probably could use a little improvement. And that's exactly what's on the docket next. Talking with Joel Nielsestuen from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation about the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's the, like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome filmmaker and incentive activist Jeff Kurz, and Ben Reiser talks Wisconsin Film Festival. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
39, so keep your fingers crossed. We'll have ample opportunity to clean up after that. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll catch up with our friends from Everag Looks like Ryan Yonkman is going to be our special guest to focus in again on the repercussions of something we're talking about again today with the Department of Agriculture, that highly pathogenic avian influenza that impacted dairy herds in the Southwest, now being detected in the Midwest, and what our dairy industry has to do in the state to protect our animals. So an ongoing conversation. Last conversation I want to have with you this morning is focused in on the Agriculture Road Improvement Program. That program, funded by state dollars, is designed to help rural Wisconsin improve our rural roadways and bridges, specifically that first mile right outside your farm driveway. Joel Nilsestuen is the Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, kind of monitoring how applications are coming in. I talked with him yesterday, and he said interest is very high.
Boy, Pam, happy to be with you. And boy, did that message ever get out. We are seeing a lot of high-quality applications that are being submitted for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program, or ARIP as we call it here. We're really receiving a steady stream of applications, and they're coming in from all corners of the state. And like you said, we expect that trend to continue right up until the first round deadline, which is 5 p.m. this Friday, April 5th. So far, we've received 21 applications, but I'll tell you, there are 500 that are in the queue. And so the response has really been good. Anyone who's looking to apply, there's still time, and I would encourage you to apply. If you apply for round one, we've got $50 million that are they're going out to start to address those most pressing needs. But if you apply for round one, you don't make the cut in round one, we've got $100 million that's going to be available in round two later this summer. And those applications will be carried over from, if you're not awarded in round one, you will be carried over to round two. So I'd encourage everybody, if you're thinking about it, don't wait on the homework too long. Get that two-page application put in and get your roads improved so we can help keep Wisconsin Ag competitive and profitable.
Well, that's excellent news, Joel. It's not as easy as one might think, these applications, which is why I can understand 500 in the queue. You folks are looking literally for farmers and those rural communities to tell a story on why that road needs improvement.
Absolutely, Pam. That's exactly right. Telling the story is really, really important. The maps and the figures and that's important. But really telling the story, showing us how the project that you have in mind can benefit farm and timber producers, processors, customers, suppliers, or just rural communities at large. We want to hear that story that really helps us understand how we can target these funds to those projects with the highest need. It's going to be a committee of people making these decisions, looking at the details about how your project can help grow the economy, reduce costs, improve efficiencies, or make the ag industry even stronger. So we that story part is really important.
We already know that the amount of money allotted by the state, whether it's first round or end of programs, probably going to fall far short of the financial request. Remind people, Joel, is there a cap on what requests may ask for in the first or second rounds right now?
Well, I don't have the cap in front of me, Pam, but I will tell you we do have a cap in the amount of money that's out for round one, and that's $50 million, and round two is $100 million. I'll also tell you that right now we've got 21 applications that we've looked at. We've got 500 that we're processing, but those 21 applications total about $25 million worth of project costs. So there's lots of need out there. We're put your application in and have us take a look at it, because we do need to get the money out into the community.
Have you had a chance to just glance at any of them, Joel? Are they about roads or are they about bridges? Anything that kind of caught your attention when you were preparing for this conversation?
You know, more than just one that stuck out, Pam, it's really it's really kind of the diverse need that we've got out there. We've got some on bridges. We've got some on roads. We've got some that are going to help producers. There are some that are going to help help the suppliers. If you've got a bridge that can't carry weight and a lot of fertilizer or inputs need to traverse that bridge, that one project's going to help a lot of people. So I think what's impressed me more than any one application that's come out is just seeing all the different sectors of our agriculture economy that need some investment. And that's what we're really hoping to do is $150 million is going to go a long way to helping folks, but it's just the start. And one of the ways that we can talk to policymakers is to show them that need is by showing them just how many applications we got, and that this needs to be more, this can be more, the need's going to continue on there. And we're going to need to keep our eye on that need to make sure that we keep investing in agriculture.
All righty, there you have it. Thanks, Joel. Joel Nielsestuen, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, talking about the Agriculture Road Improvement Program, ARIP. As he alluded to, there's information available if you still would like to finish an application or submit a new application online at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation website has it. So do we, MidwestFarmReport.com. We want to help you get to the end of that process and succeed. But remember, application deadline for the first round, the first $50 million, that comes up end of business on Friday. All right, we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning. Be careful out there if you've got to be on the roadways. And like we said, tomorrow morning, catching up with our friends from EverAg. Talking dairy.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Women are not only involved in the dairy industry, they're making things happen. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Dairy Girl Network's origins go back about 12 years. Laura Daniels once worked for a company handling the trade show portion of the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and later became a dairy producer herself. She and some friends invited women connected with the expo to an informal gathering, and nearly 50 attended. They did the same thing the next year, and Daniels says 165 showed up.
As people left that second event, they said, okay, this needs to be a thing. And we decided we needed to incorporate and turn Dairy Girl Network into a nonprofit and really reach women wherever they are across the nation.
And that, says Daniels, is exactly what happened.
We exist to empower women within the dairy community to improve themselves through better leadership skills, better communication skills, better negotiation skills, better task management or parlor management or financial management skills.
Daniel says the Dairy Girl Network found support from businesses and organizations within the dairy industry. I'll have more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey everybody, it's Tom Oval. Wednesday noon to 2 is Trigby Olson and Pat Kreitlow live from UW-Eau Claire, right here on Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.